Welcome to Sacrilegious Discourse.
For this is what the Sovereign Lord says.
Why do you need prophets to tell people who you are and what you want?
If you can justify everything that the God of the Bible has done, then you can justify any of your behavior.
A lot of this mentality is trickling into what is now mainstream right-wing Christianity.
I am capable of empathy greater than this God of the Bible.
This is a Bible that they tell kids. This is the good Lord. This is the good book. He is fantasizing about murder, mass murder.
Head over to sacrilegiousdiscourse.com right now to find out how to leave us a review or support us on Patreon.
Husband!
Wife!
Do you know what we're doing today?
Well, last time we read Matthew chapter 20.
We sure as fuck did.
Yeah, and well, last time we did an actual, like, Matthew episode, that is.
Right, so. Because we did just do a Q&A over Little Maddie chapters 19 and 20.
Right, and in that episode we had some payroll disputes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Where people were getting paid shitty for, you know...
Workers' rights was not a thing.
Yeah, workers' rights was not a thing, apparently.
Yeah.
And trickle-down economics didn't work very well back then, apparently. I don't know. We didn't like it. It wasn't cool.
And whether you're a good guy all your life or you're a nasty murderer, rapist, pedo all your life, but then, like, in the 11th hour, which we learned what that means, you... decide suddenly to get straight right before you die, like an hour before you die.
Yeah, yeah.
Either way,
and
you get to go to heaven.
Right, right. And then Jesus predicted he's going to die.
Again, for the third time.
Sure, whatever.
No, it was the third time.
I don't believe that. I really don't. This was written by people who weren't Matthew after Jesus died by quite a few years. And I feel like this was just, you know, shoved in there.
Well, it was clearly shoved in there. It didn't, like, have anything to do with what was going on before or after.
The first time it got mentioned, it felt very forced, you know?
Well, so did the last time it got mentioned.
Right, yeah, yeah. But I'm just saying, like, the first time definitely was like, whoa, what's going on here? He's like,
oh, by the way, out of the blue, I'm going to die and things are going to happen.
Right, and then the chapter ended very abruptly with two blind guys getting healed and recognizing him as the son of David.
And then I sang, two blind mice... Two blind guys.
So that was Matthew chapter 20.
It sure as fuck was.
Which means that today we're getting into...
Little Maddie chapter 21.
And we're doing this live on Discord. Here tonight, you should have been here.
Oh, you missed the prize.
You can be here next time. And all you got to do is click on the link for our Discord in the show notes. Do it. And then you can be here.
And it's every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern. And sometimes... Kid makes a random appearance.
And sometimes we start the podcast an hour and a half later than we wanted to.
Because Kid has things to say.
Yeah, that stuff happens. All right. So we're doing chapter 21, right?
Sure as fuck are.
Of Matthew.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do this.
Okie dokie. As they approached. Okay, that's the way this starts. Just like...
As they approached.
Yeah.
Okay. See, there's different ways to do it. Like, I just did it and I just, like, said it.
Yeah, but I did it and I sang it.
You did.
And the way I said it was more fun because it's more reflective of just how out of the blue it is.
Oh, okay.
Like, okay, I know we have to keep in mind that these, like, were just one long scroll and, like, wherever they, like, got to an end point, that's where the chapter ended and started.
Yeah.
So I recognize that. But even so, I'm like, what? Wait, who? Where? As they approached. Okay.
We'll find out who here, probably.
Probably. Okay. Little Maddie, chapter 21.
Yeah.
As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them in red ink, so you know it's real.
Yeah.
Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there with her colt. By her.
With her what? Colt?
Colt.
Got it.
Yeah. Isn't a colt like a man horse?
No, it's a baby.
Oh, it's a baby horse?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't know. It's also a gun, right?
Right.
Okay. Untie those fuckers and bring them to me. The donkey and the colt.
Untie the donkeys. Okay.
Wait. You'll find a donkey with a colt by her. So the donkey is a girl. And then the colt is a baby. So untie them.
Right.
And bring them to me.
Okay.
Okay. If anyone says anything to you, say that the Lord needs them and he'll send them right away. Just go steal me some.
I got news for you. If you pull that on me, that's not going to work.
Absolutely.
That's not how I operate.
Go steal me that donkey and her baby and bring them over here. And if anybody stops you, just be like, no, God needs them.
Yeah, that's when I call the police because I'm like, fuck off.
911. Somebody just stole my fucking donkey.
Right.
Okay. This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. Thievery. We foresaw that in the Old Testament. They said somebody gonna steal a donkey.
Oh wait, no, a colt is a boy.
That's what I said.
Thank you, Polly. Filly is a girl and a foal is a baby.
See, I said a colt is a boy horse.
But Polly also says that that's horses and doesn't know if it's the same for donkeys.
Okay, but see, it says find a donkey tied with her colt by her. So there's a donkey who's a girl, and she's got a colt.
She's got a colt,
a man horse.
It's her bow.
Her boyfriend?
Yeah.
Her man horse.
That's right.
So the donkey is a girl, and she's got a man horse.
Maybe.
With her.
There's horses. They untied them. They stole them in the name of God.
Okay, but I'm just saying, like, I was right, and I don't even fucking know horses.
Right.
Okay. A colt is a man horse.
Hold on. Are you allowed to steal if you just claim it's in the name of God?
Apparently.
Is that a thing? Can you get away with that shit?
Look, they were back then. This was a few thousand years ago. Right. I don't think that would fly.
But Jesus straight up told him to just go steal donkeys.
Go steal me that donkey and her colt.
Right.
Okay.
And it's okay because it's God, you know?
Yeah.
So what I'm hearing is that if you just invoke God,
no, but this took
you can steal shit.
But you have to find one that was already written about in the Old Testament. This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. You got to find in the Old Testament where it says it somewhere, and that thing then you can steal.
Look, Christians cherry pick this shit all the time. I'm sure I could find a way to make it work.
Well. But you can't just steal anything. You have to make it work with the Old Testament.
Right. If you take Matthew chapter 1, there's a "the" in there. And then if you take like Matthew chapter 5.
No, stop. No, you're being stupid. I'm just saying, I
can make it work. I can get this to be beneficial for me.
They at least have words that were all in the same sentence. You're not even trying. Okay, look.
They're stealing fucking horses, donkeys, in the name of goddamn God.
It's a donkey and a colt.
Whatever. I don't give a fuck what they are. They're stealing them.
They are. But listen, this took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. Okay, now here's the quote.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Say to daughter Zion, see your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey and on a colt, the foal of a donkey.
It's a baby.
We're back to colt as a baby.
But now it's a foal colt. It's a baby male horse.
The colt is the foal of the donkey. So the colt is the baby.
Right. Yeah.
Which is what you said.
It's a male baby.
Maybe. I don't know.
It's a man baby.
It's a man baby. Either way, we never changed from the donkey as the girl.
Right.
Okay. The donkey is the girl.
They're all asses.
They sure fuck are. Okay. The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. Oh, I'd be scared. I think that horse thievery.
You aren't allowed to be scared. That Jesus already chastises them over every fucking thing.
But listen, I think that horse thievery probably would have got you in big trouble back then.
Right.
That's just my guess.
But God, you know, God said it was okay.
They brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks on them for Jesus to sit on. Heaven forbid that Jesus sit bareback.
Can't have Jesus just sit on any old ass, you know?
Right? A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!
They're laying things in the road in front of him as he's going along on his ass?
On a stolen ass.
On a stolen ass.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. Their cloaks. They put their cloaks down.
What the fuck is this? Why?
They're excited.
What?
Because
no one even wrote about this shit for like 40 more years.
Because listen.
Okay.
Because it said in the Old Testament somewhere that this was going to happen. And they're like, holy fuck, it's happening. Put your cloak down. happening.
Or at the very least, Jesus said it was happening. Whatever.
When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, who is this?
Yeah. Who the fuck is this?
The crowds answered, this is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee.
Oh, okay.
You know that guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. Next section. Jesus entered. Oh, he is. He's going to throw tables.
Sweet.
Oh, this is my favorite bit. Because it's a good meme. It's a good gif.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Jesus entered the temple courts and drove out all who were buying and selling there. Because they were, you know.
Okay. All right.
He was
I just wonder what this scene looks like, you
know? He's like, God damn it, you're doing it wrong. You're not supposed to be doing this shit in this temple. Get the fuck out. He overturned the tables of the money changers. See, he overturned it.
Yeah.
He threw that fucking table.
Right.
And the benches of those selling doves. You're not supposed to be selling in here. He's hollering at them. He's like, stop. And then he said in red ink, it is written, my house will be called a house of prayer, but you're making it a den of robbers. Motherfuckers.
Mm. Okay. Yeah.
See?
Mm-hmm.
He's not wrong. He is right on this.
Well, okay? We're taking their word for it.
Well, okay, no. What I mean to say is that if this was happening, which I mean, let's be honest, the Israelites were always doing some stupid shit.
Sure.
They were always messing about in their temples and doing whatever they wanted. Assuming that that happened, Jesus or whomever would have been right to say, y'all not supposed to be selling shit in here.
Let's back this up just a second.
Okay.
Because in my opinion, and I'm just basing this on what we have read thus far, Jesus is kind of a dick with regard to what is normal in Jerusalem at this point in time.
Mm-hmm.
So he's upending all this shit,
mm-hmm.
and he just comes in here and starts throwing tables, and these people are like, what the fuck, man?
Right.
Because he's upending
the normal course of the day. He didn't just come into the town. Like, he didn't even walk in and be like, hey, y'all got to the count of fucking three to get rid of your shit. I'm coming back tomorrow. You are not supposed to be doing this in my father's house. Like, he didn't give him a chance to
care. Right, and let's just assume for a second that you're looking at this as, that guy is breaking the fucking Sabbath to work. He's like, he's doing all this shit. He's breaking all these fucking commandments and everything.
Now
he comes in here and throws tables over? What the fuck is this guy up to?
He's a loon.
This guy's nuts.
He's moon crazy.
He's not good.
He's not good. No, and I agree with you. He is quite the asshole. Uppity asshole, even.
Yeah. He rides an ass.
But in this particular case, he wasn't wrong. They're not supposed to be doing marketing in the temple.
I suppose.
They're not.
But again, we're having to take their word for it. So
take whose word for what?
The Bible.
Okay, listen to me. I'm not following you. We're having to take the Bible's word for it that this was happening, that they were selling, or we're having. What are you saying?
Yeah, that Jesus was walking in and doing this thing that was like, yes, this could all be a contrived story.
Okay.
This could all be something that is not actually as bad as it sounds. It could be them blowing this way out of proportion because that's kind of the whole point of this. They're trying to make points that don't exactly exist.
No, I agree with you, but the Israelites have been up until this moment, even though I agree with you that Jesus is an uppity asshole, the Israelites have been doing everything incorrectly. And I can see, like, they were always doing shit that they weren't supposed to be doing in the temples.
Again, okay, I'm not trying to be combative here. I'm just trying to say you're basing this on the Old Testament and what we've read of the New Testament.
Yes, in the Old Testament, the Israelites were always doing shit stupid.
And in the Old Testament, generally when they were doing stupid shit, it was something that was written about hundreds of years after the fact to explain some bad period. They went back and re-explained it. So it's not like they knew these things were happening. They had to come up with reasons why they happened. And what I'm saying is that this is another possible case of them injecting a reason.
Sure.
That's all.
I'm gonna just agree to disagree with you.
That's fine.
Okay.
That's fine. I'm just offering my perspective.
Okay.
As I see it.
Got it.
So.
All right. I mean, either way, I think we both agree that Jesus is a schmuck.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. So anyways, the blind and the lame came up to him at the temple. Oh, and he healed them.
Okay.
He's like, fuck these, fuck those, fuck them, fuck all these people. Oh, but you're blind and lame. Come here. I got you.
Right.
Yeah. But when the chief priests and the teachers of the law saw the wonderful things he did, and the children shouting in the temple courts, "Hosanna to the Son of David," they were indignant.
Okay.
They were like, "How dare he be a good guy doing good things? We're evil." Which, you know, we already covered before that. No, they actually fucking weren't.
That's what I was kind of getting at with what I was saying before, too. This is all of an interpretation from their point of view.
You're using too many pronouns.
This is all an interpretation from the point of view of the people who wrote Matthew.
Yes, I agree with you. What was happening. That's all I'm saying. I agree with you. I agree with you.
Okay.
So, right. So they're like, "How dare?" But really, they were like, as you said, this guy, he's crazy and he's doing all kinds of bullshit and throwing shit around. And now he's out here right in the middle of our market day and our temple and stuff. And he's just healing, supposedly.
Right.
Unquote. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it wouldn't be supposedly, in my opinion. He's doing it right there. So wouldn't you be able to just see that he's performing miracles?
I don't know. I don't fucking know, because nobody seems to have seen him do it.
And that's problematic, right? Yeah, there's all these people laying roads for him and watching him turn over tables, and then he heals some people, but like no one writes it down.
None of the disciples ever seem to witness it.
Right.
Not a one.
Yeah. But hey, whatever.
Okay. So do you hear what these children are saying? They asked him. "Yes," said Jesus in red ink. "Have you never read, from the lips of children and infants, you, Lord, have called forth your praise?" And he left them and went out of the city to Bethany, where he spent the night.
Okay. All right.
Hey. Mm-hmm. All right. So anyway, he's like, "Read the Bible." And they're like, "We did."
Right.
"You're doing a lot of shit wrong, Jesus."
Yeah.
Okay. So next section. Early in the morning.
Yeah. Sometime on my... You're singing Sublime.
Okay. Yeah, how's that song?
You're the singer.
I don't know the words, though.
It's not Sunshine on Your Face. Or wait, maybe it is. I don't know. Fuck, I can't remember. It doesn't matter.
Okay. All right.
If you don't know the song.
No, I know, but like I can picture it, but I can't get the words. Okay, anyway. Love one guy.
Oh, my God. You aren't going to drop it.
No, okay. Okay, early in the morning, as Jesus was on his way back to the city, he was hungry. That happens to me every day. Every day I'm hungry.
He's like, "Man, that flipping tables yesterday got me all worked up. I need to get some food."
Seeing a fig tree by the road, he went up to it, but found nothing on it except leaves.
Goddamn empty fig trees.
Oh my God, you know what? There was exactly one day that we had blackberry or whatever wild berry things growing on that bush in the back.
Yeah, it's a mulberry bush.
Whatever it is. Yeah. And I stood there for about 20 minutes picking them off of there and eating them because I knew that they wouldn't last.
Yeah, they don't.
They were gone the next fucking day.
Yeah.
Now they're just gone till next year.
Yeah.
Such bullshit. Right. It's such fucking makes me so mad.
You got to get out there and like put them in a jar and then like save them and, you know,
no.
Do shit.
No, but. No, there weren't enough even for that because all the fucking rain and stuff had knocked them all onto the ground and the fucking birds and the squirrels and shit.
Right.
They had all got at them. Yeah. There was not a lot left. Yeah. So anyway, he's hungry and he sees a fucking fig tree and it's empty. So I can see if he's frustrated why he would feel this way. So it's empty except for leaves. Then he said to it in red ink, "May you never bear fruit again." Ooh, he was pissed. Whereas I said, "May you always bear fruit forever. And especially, can you do it again tomorrow? Do I have to wait a year?" Like, my curse is so much different from his curse.
Right, yeah.
He was like, "Fuck this fucking tree." Whereas I'm like, "I love this tree. I wish it would do better." See, I'm better than Jesus.
Right.
Just so you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Immediately, the tree fucking withered. He killed a goddamn tree in a temper tantrum.
What a dick.
Wow. When the
he's hungry, he's just like, it doesn't have food, and he's like, "Fuck you, tree."
Right? That's like you go to McDonald's, right? And it's closed, and you're like, "Fuck this fucking McDonald's." And then in your anger, you make, like, I don't know, Stephen King rocks and shit fall all over it, like in Carrie, like stones.
Uh-huh.
And then so that McDonald's can never serve you fries. Like, how was that helpful?
That seems a lot more difficult than just like lighting a match.
I mean,
you went to the rocks and like, how are you going to like that? Just logistically,
no,
that
I'm seems just a lot like,
more difficult.
Like you put a spell on it and you close down a McDonald's forever.
Okay, well, we're atheists, so we don't believe in spells. No. So fires are a lot easier.
You are being combative tonight, and I do not appreciate it. I'm just saying, like, it seems
not that I suggest that.
It seems counterproductive.
Yeah.
To throw a fit and close a tree down or McDonald's down forever.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, just go to a different location.
Right.
Either way. Or wait it out.
Yeah.
Either way. When the disciples saw this, they were amazed. How did that fig tree wither so quickly? They asked. Don't ask. He's in a bad mood. He might curse your ass. Jesus replied in red. Truly, I fucking tell you, if you have faith and do not doubt, not only can you do what was done to this fig tree, but also you can say to this mountain, go throw yourself into the sea and it'll be done.
Shit.
If you
tell
believe,
me that people...
If you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer.
Hold on.
Okay,
hold on.
I'm done.
Hold on. Hold
I'm
on.
Done. I cannot read
these
this
fuckers,
shit anymore.
If you have real faith,
no.
They can move mountains. You can
wither a fucking
wither
tree.
Wither a tree.
You could put rocks on a McDonald's.
Why the fuck isn't this shit happen? Like, why?
I'm
why has no one
this.
Tried this?
I can't read this anymore. You got to read the rest of this chapter.
No, I can't.
I'm out.
That, you know that I can't
I
do that.
I just tapped out.
I can't do that. So,
this
yeah.
I'm sorry, that just pissed me the fuck off. If you do magic and you believe in magic, then magic magics.
Mm.
You stupid fuck.
I didn't realize that prayer meant you could do magic.
Well, apparently it does. This is pissing me off.
That's interesting.
I guess more the fool eye, you know? more the fool eye, because if I only had the faith, I could have made the mulberries grow on the bush.
And move mountains.
Well,
also,
and also paid our rent,
right?
Without asking for help,
yeah.
Jeez.
Which, just to be clear, atheists came to our rescue there for the most part. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Atheists and deconstructing,
right? Yeah,
and people who are fans of us, and,
right?
And yeah,
I just like to point that out.
I just would like to also point
and thank
that
you
out.
Again.
And thank you again. Yes, I'm so this made me so angry. Don't tell me, because you know what, this gets into the, well, if you just had more faith, your child wouldn't have disease, stupid fuck.
Yeah.
If you just prayed harder, wife, your nephew wouldn't have type 1 diabetes. It's your fault. You're the reason.
It's terrible messaging.
It's horrible,
and also,
I hate it.
There are no instances of it actually happening.
So, no!
Like, that's what always bothers me, like... Well, if you the problem, well, yeah. So people will say that all the time,
prayer
right?
Works.
And then if you take the Bible, they're like, you can move mountains, you can wither a tree, and it's like, well, if you can't, then you obviously just don't have enough faith, right? That's
well,
all
sure.
It is.
Yeah.
You're just not trying hard enough. You just
yeah.
don't believe strong enough. You got to try harder. So it's just a way to like, you can never win.
No,
you can never be good enough.
No,
you can never be fully faithful to this God, because
yeah.
even in the feats that he says that you should be capable of, you can never achieve it. So therefore, you can never be that.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
just, that's a terrible fucking message to people.
I mean, it's your own fucking fault. Every bad thing that ever happened to you.
Right.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. My parents are super hardcore magatastic.
Yeah.
And my mom has had breast cancer.
Yeah.
And my dad had skin cancer removed. I guess, of course, the argument is, well, but they lived through it because of their faith. Ooh. Well, maybe if God wasn't such a fucking dick, they wouldn't have had it in the first place. But what the fuck do I know, right?
Right, right.
I'm sorry. This book is... Every chapter makes me more angry, and I have less patience for it. But this really ticked me off.
Yeah.
All right. So he's like, fuck this tree, and then withered, and they're like, whoa, how'd that do? And he's like, because I prayed, motherfuckers! And they're like, oh, okay. Jesus entered the temple courts, and while he was teaching, the chief priests and the elders of the people came to him. by what authority are you doing these things? They asked.
Yeah, why did you kill that tree?
And who gave you this authority?
I have a guess to his answer.
I think it was the demons. Jesus replied in red ink.
Yeah.
I will also ask you one question. Tit for tat, bitches.
I guess.
If you answer me, I will tell you by what authority I am doing these things. John's baptism. Boom. Where did it come from? Was it from heaven or of human origin?
What? Wait, why are we going back to John's baptism?
Why are we talking about John the Baptist?
What the fuck is... He was a human, right?
Yeah.
So, human.
Yeah.
Okay, did I pass? Because that's what it was.
I don't know.
Okay.
They discussed it amongst themselves and said, if we say from heaven, he will ask them, why didn't you believe him? But if we say of human origin, we are afraid of people, for they all hold that John was a prophet. Yeah.
Okay.
So they're basically like, God, Jesus got us in a real box.
Yeah, right.
So they answered Jesus, we don't know. Then he said in red ink, neither will I tell you by what authority I am doing these things. Nanny, nanny, boo, boo, stick your head in.
Well, hold on, hold on.
You didn't answer me, so I don't answer you. La, 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 la.
I'm sorry, but I view I don't know as an answer.
I do, too. I think it's a very humble,
honest one.
And
he's choosing in return to still not answer them.
Yeah.
So I don't, whether they're choosing to answer with I don't know because of political reasoning or because they're avoiding, like, whatever.
It's still an answer.
If you truly don't know, then you truly don't know.
Well, but he was like, pick A or B, and they said, nah, C, dog. And he's like, mm-mm, I said A or B, so fuck off and die.
Okay, but regardless, he's choosing not to answer the question.
And I will be fair, I added the sing song. I don't know if he was mocking them, but it's the tone that seemed correct. Because here it is without the sing song tone. We don't know, they answered. Then he said, neither will I tell you by what authority I am doing these things.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
See, you can see why I was like, na, 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 because that's what it sounds like, right?
Right.
Okay. All right. We're about to get into a parable now.
Ready? Fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love Jesus parables.
All right. He talking. It's all red.
Yeah.
What do you think? There was a man who had two sons. Oh, okay. Anytime you walk up to me and you go, what do you think? I'm going to be like, you could stop right now because I'm too tired for this. We are out of coffee. It is not good. That's what I think. There was a man who had two sons. Oh my God, is this the prodigal one? I'm gonna wither a fucking tree. I can tell you that right now. There was a man who had two sons. He went to the first and said, son, go and work today in the vineyard. I will not, he answered. But later he changed his mind and went. Then the father went to the other son and said the same thing. He answered, I will, sir. But he did not go. Oh, it's not the prodigal. Which of the two did what his father wanted?
The first one, I guess?
Yeah. The first, they answered. Yeah, I mean...
He worked in the field, right?
Yeah. Jesus said to them, truly I tell you, the tax collectors and the prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God ahead of you. For John came to you to show you the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. But the tax collectors and the prostitutes did. And even after you saw this, you did not repent and believe him.
Okay. Okay. I'm thick. A little lost on that one.
I'm thick. I'll tell you that right now. Yeah. I'm not getting the correlation. What is the parable? How does it match?
Makes no sense to me.
What is the lesson?
I don't know. Gonna have to be a Q&A.
Yeah.
Because I have no clue.
It sounded like he said, there was a fox and a whale. And then the fox, what did it say? And they were like, yip, 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 ah, yip, 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 ah.
Right.
And then he was like, wrong. The turtle rode the hare.
That, I'm sure there's some meaning there somewhere.
Right. But that, like, without any explanation, that's what the pans are hung above the stove. The spoons are in the drawer.
Right.
How many chips are in my pocket?
Yeah.
You know?
This is one of my biggest complaints with the Bible. Just say it.
Yeah.
Just tell us What the fuck? Why do we got to play around with words? Why do we got to play around and with listen, guessing?
Here's the answer.
And fucking metaphors that are meant for 2,000-year-old audiences.
But listen, here's the answer.
Okay.
We're out of salsa, so I don't have any chips in my pocket. That's the answer. All right? Yeah, I'm going to have to look it up. I don't understand what that parable is.
Yeah.
But now we get another one.
Oh, okay. Good. Yeah,
perfect. Listen to another parable, he says in red.
Sure.
There was a landowner who planted a vineyard. You know, vineyard. Very excited. Yeah, you know,
right.
Automatic shorthand. We all know about the vineyards.
Yep.
Okay? Mm-hmm. He put a wall around it, dug a wine press in it, and built a watchtower. Okay. Seems legit.
He's sounds like he's trying to keep people out.
Yeah. Stay out of my fucking vineyard.
Leave my grapes.
Goddamn neighbors.
I'm gonna make all the wine and you can't have it unless you...
Listen, where you I know, live, whatever. If I was growing grapes, I too would be a little protective of them because our neighbors are too close and I don't want them up in my grapes.
Sure.
Okay?
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Also, I think some of them are MAGA.
Could be.
I do not want MAGA people getting my grapes.
Right.
Okay. Then he rented the vineyard to some farmers and moved to another place. When the harvest time approached, he sent his servants to the tenants to collect his fruit. The tenants seized his servants. They beat one, killed another, and stoned a third. Jesus Damn. Christ! Then he sent other servants to them, more than the first time, and the tenants treated them the same way. Last of all, he sent a son to them. They'll respect my son, he said. But when the tenants saw the son, they said to each other, "This is the heir. Come, let's kill him and take his inheritance." Wow, these are some murdery fucks.
This does not go well.
Wow, you rented your house out to some bad tenants.
Right.
So they took them and threw them out of the vineyard and killed them.
Damn.
Therefore, the owner of the vineyard comes. What will he do to those tenants?
Well, I mean, what is he even going? That sounds like a really bad move.
Listen, if he ain't calling 911, right, I can tell you he's getting on his horse and his colt and his donkey with his guns. And he's coming in with them blazing is what he's doing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's my guess. If he didn't call 911.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think he did?
I don't know.
Okay.
This is
crazy.
I feel like this is just a bad move.
I don't
know why you would do that.
I feel like whatever we guess is wrong because Jesus is doing a gotcha, like what Matthew writers are trying to pretend that the Pharisees were doing.
Sure.
The Pharisees were doing the gotcha, not Jesus. And I'm like, no, Jesus right here, he's doing gotchas.
No, again, I'm sure that there are some interpretations that are going to make this make a little bit more sense.
But either
especially
way...
Especially when we get to the Q&A. And
either way, these guys are going to guess wrong.
Right.
They're going to guess wrong.
It still goes to my point. Why does this have to be so fucking vague?
Right.
Why not just spell it out?
I can't...
Like, why do we have to guess at what your meaning is instead of you just saying what your fucking meaning is?
Why can't God be magical and have all the powers and write a new book that I don't have to fucking... You know, do a Q&A over.
Yeah, like at least you could write a modern version so that the metaphors make sense to us.
I don't know, every 100 years, I think.
Right.
Because language is living and it changes.
Yeah.
And society, you know.
And you're God. You got all the fucking power.
You're so magical, God.
To your people.
You're the magicaliest unicorn that ever rainbowed.
Right.
You know?
I mean, all you gotta do is write a book. That's it.
Yeah. I mean, it's just glitter. What the fuck? Okay. So this is their answer, okay? He will bring those wretches to a wretched end, they replied, and he will rent the vineyard to other tenants who will give him his share of the crop at harvest time. Sure.
Okay.
Okay. He's going to bring those wretches to a wretched end.
Sure.
He's going to kill those bastards.
Okay.
That's their guess.
All right.
Okay? Jesus said to them, have you never read in the scriptures, the stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone? The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore, I tell you that the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people who will produce its fruit. Anyone who falls on this stone will be broken to pieces. Anyone on whom it falls will be crushed.
Hold on. Is he saying that the people that stole the farm out from this guy are fucking, they're the righteous Jesus people?
I have no idea.
Is that what he's saying?
I can't follow this at all.
The guys that are killing people that get sent to collect the this guy owns this property.
I have no idea.
These are, this is what Jesus's people are? They're just fucking thieves who come in and steal a goddamn religion and then kill you if you decide that you shouldn't fucking follow it? Because that sounds a little on point, actually.
I really couldn't even tell you. I'm going to have to cue the fuck out of this to get some right? A's.
Yeah.
Oh, when the chief priests and the Pharisees heard Jesus' parables, they knew he was talking about them. I guess they did. They looked for a way to arrest him, but they were afraid of the crowd because the people held that he was a prophet. The end.
Ah.
Okay. That's convenient.
So he dies real soon.
Mm. Yeah.
Because those guys are like, this guy's got to go.
They're like,
this guy's done.
This fucking guy.
did you hear what he said? I mean, fucking Christ, man. Like, this guy.
This fucking guy.
He's something.
He's killing trees and throwing tables and trying to make fools out of us.
Yeah.
And they're like, we're just trying to be Israelites over here.
Yeah.
We're just trying to do our things, our Yahweh things.
I mean, this guy is very, Jesus is very fucking disruptive.
And rude.
Like, and I get that people like that, but like, at the same time, why you gotta be so disruptive?
And why you?
Why can't you just look, like?
I'm sorry, I'm still stuck on he killed a tree and he stole horses.
Right.
He stole horses. He killed a tree. He worked on the Sabbath. What the fuck? Why? What is this guy? And then he's like, I can if I want to. I'm the son of God.
No, but I think that's what like a lot of the pastors and preachers kind of lean into. He's a rebel. He's doing these. He's bucking the system. He's doing the whole, you know. He's changing everything up because God's changing everything up and he's going to die for our sins and all the things, right?
Yeah, he's draining the swamp.
Yeah, and I'm just sitting here listening to it and I'm like, I don't feel like this is all good. This doesn't feel right to me.
No, he doesn't Yahweh. I could tell you that much.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say it every chapter for the rest of the New Testament. Jesus and Yahweh are not the same. They are two separate entities, and you can take your fucking Trinity and shove it up your ass because it doesn't exist.
Yeah, this is more like the Nahweh.
This is the Nahweh.
All right. Anyway, that was Matthew, right?
Is there anything
left? Okay.
Yeah.
That was Matthew chapter 21.
Sure as fuck was.
And we will be back next time with
Little Maddie chapter 22, if I can bear it, because I'm telling you, I'm about done with this fucking book. It's pissing me off. I have zero patience at this point for it.
All right, guys. We'll see you then.
Bye.
Hey, wife. I guess that's the end.
But husband, that's just sad.
It doesn't have to be. We are on lots of social media platforms like Twitter. Our handle there is sacrilegious_D.
For D's nuts.
Oh my God. Stop doing that. Anyway, we're also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. There's a link to all of our social media sites at our website.
Ooh, we have a website?
Yeah, it's sacrilegiousdiscourse.com, where you can also find a link to our merch shop.
We have a merch shop?
Yep. We have podcast-themed clothing, mugs, notebooks, and more, as well as an atheist and science-themed products.
Wow, our fans should really go check that out right now.
Definitely. They can get in touch with us by sending an email to sacrilegiousdiscourse@gmail.com. But before they do that, we could really use some help.
Oh yeah? With what?
Well, it's not free running the podcast, and we need some financial support in order to get better equipment, which will free up time so we can concentrate on our podcast and our fans.
Okay, so what should they do?
Head over to patreon.com/sacrilegiousdiscourse and sign up as a contributor on our podcast. Supporters there receive additional bi-weekly episodes that we record just for our Patreon members for as little as $2 a month.
Also, we'd really appreciate it if you would like and subscribe on whatever platform you're using.
And Apple Podcast reviews help us out tremendously.
Like and subscribe. Leave an Apple review. Join us on Twitter. Support us on Patreon. That's a lot of instructions. Don't forget to say thanks.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.